It's time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblin. Today's show is brought to you by Ant Bees in downtown Atlantic, a collection of precious things for you and yours. LaVon is speaking this morning with Glenda Ferrier, the CEO of CAS Incorporated, about resolutions and goals. And LaVon will have today's program right after this.
It's time for the after Christmas sale at Ant Bees in Atlantic. Hi, this is Rachel, and we invite you to come in and use your gift certificates and Christmas cash and save on Christmas decor, trees, ornaments, silk arrangements, and more. Now's the time to shop and save. Remember, Aunt Bee's has beautiful, fresh floral for every occasion. Plus, we have Telefloral, and we can deliver worldwide. Come in now and save on all Christmas decor at Aunt Bee's. Aunt Bee's, a collection of precious things for you and yours at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
And now here's your host, LaVon Eblin.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to the last day of 2012. Well, and welcome to Glenda Ferrier.
Well, good morning.
Glenda, end of the year, first day of the year, a lot of people are making resolutions, or we talk about making resolutions, and I just sort of go to goals right away from there. But I thought of you because I wanted to have a conversation with somebody about resolutions and goals and so on. And CAS Incorporated, for the second year, was one of the top workplaces in Iowa, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, right? And I'm thinking, knowing you and knowing a little bit about CAS Incorporated, that probably was not your goal.
Well, it wasn't our goal to become a top workplace. In fact, we just had heard about that last year. It was the Register's first year of doing it last year, so our HR director thought we should enter, so we did. And it's done an anonymous survey of all your staff, and there's so many areas that they are asked questions in, and then they respond, and we don't see those responses. But anyway, yeah, we did really well last year and then again this year. But no, that's not anything we ever really said, hey, we want to win Iowa's top workplaces.
And that reminds me, we tell 4-H members, your goal should not be to win a purple ribbon at the fair, because you can't control what that judge does, but you can control some other kinds of things along the way. And that's what you as a person, I think, and CAS Incorporated has done to move your corporation along. And so let's talk about, how do you as an organization, let's talk about organization first, kind of get to where you want to be? What kind of goals and resolutions do you set?
Well, I think that's true. I think something like Iowa's Top Workplaces is kind of the icing on the cake kind of thing, because, again, we didn't set out to become that, but as we've worked for the last probably 20 or 25 years on creating the culture that we all wanted to work and live in, we established a lot of things that we would not compromise on and some things that we wanted to happen, and I guess, you probably could call those goals or expectations, and it took a long time in the planning stages to work those out among those of us who were with the organization. And we finally did, then we just kind of laid that foundation, and as we went forward, everything that we did was brought back to those original expectations and plans.
And so you didn't just wish that would happen. You made some plans.
Right.
You have a mission. You have some objectives and so on. Talk a little. What's the difference between like a mission and maybe goals, objectives, resolutions? What are some of those differences that you see?
Well, a mission is actually a purpose. What's your purpose? Why do you exist? And for CAS Incorporated, that our mission is to enrich lives. We also have a vision, and that vision is actually that's kind of the horizon where you're always wanting to head. And our vision is to be pioneers in creating diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. So that was as we envisioned ourselves. But the difference between that and a goal is something that you want to accomplish. So within, our organization, we have our mission, which is what our purpose is, and we have our vision, which is where we see ourselves going. But the goals might be that, we want to open this new service because it's going to help so many more people. And then we have to establish objectives, which are the action steps to accomplish that goal. So in order to open a new service, we have to research if there's a need for it, and we have to find out, what people might be interested in that or what populations and so on and so on. We have to, get a lot of feedback from various stakeholders, and then we pursue that. So there is a little bit of a difference.
it's not just wishing. Wishing won't make it come true.
Right,
there's
right.
a lot of work. And I think sometimes when we set make resolutions, we just wish. We don't think about all the work that might be involved with that. Now, I want to bring in, I know there's one project, goal, plan that you're working on, and that's to expand your garden and how you're working on that. How did that kind of, can you take us through that about how you got to that stage?
Well, you know, there's this old saying that comes out of Alice in Wonderland, and it says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. And so, you know, if you don't have a goal or something that you're shooting for, then ultimately you're just going to be sitting in one place, you know. So when we started having some conversations about with the people that we work with, we know that it's really beneficial for them to be around living things, whether that's animals or plants or whatever. It's just a really good nurturing kind of environment. So as we got talking about that, you know, over the years, we developed a small garden in our Beyond Work classrooms type activities, and they got so much enjoyment from that, you know. And then last year we had Maren McNeese, and she got that acknowledgement, you know, from Oscar Mayer, and had the Wienermobile down and ended up giving us, you know, like $5,000, which is really awesome, for our garden. And so we called it Maren's Garden, and we kind of continued with that, and we just keep seeing all this neat stuff. So as we've sat down with our staff and the people that we serve and talk about it, you know, we think, well, now what's the next step that we could do, you know? So what's the next goal we might have, and how are we going to get there? So now this year we've had several large donations that have really believed in what we're doing with this garden. So it's kind of like when you're doing the right things, all the pieces start falling into place, you know? And so we've had these donations. Now we've bought a garden, kind of a little garden shed that's coming along, and we're going to use that for kind of our little sales shed. And we're doing, we're selling produce, basically road stand type produce. And we did that last year for the first time. Went pretty well. We're going to expand it this year. We're doing a bit of a greenhouse inside the building, basically, to get some things started. And so it's just, you know, as you do one thing and you accomplish that, you know, you kind of move ahead and you accomplish the next goal, and then you move ahead and accomplish the next goal.
You know, saying moving ahead and talking about especially growing a garden, let's talk a little bit about timeline. How important is setting a time frame for those goals or expectations to be done?
I think it depends on, you know, what your expectation is, because, you know, personally, I've had goals that, you know, that I put a time limit on. I want to do X thing by next year, you know, and then I can break that down and get there. But then some of the things that I do are just kind of long term. So I just, you know, I kind of continue to work toward those, but I might not get there for quite some time, but I'll look back and kind of see on my progress, you know. So for something like the garden, I think, you know, to set a goal and to say, okay, by spring we're going to do this, you know, that becomes pretty important, because then it becomes part of like a, almost like a business plan, you know, or your marketing plan. If you don't get this done by then you're not going to be able to sell this produce, you know, like you wanted to. So everything's contingent on making that goal, you know, and then you make the next goal.
Now, we've been talking about CAS Incorporated and how you work with that in terms of accomplishments. And I know that's really been, how long have you been there? You've been an important part
oh,
of your life
grief.
and your growth. A long time, right?
It's all together, almost 30 years, yeah. I think 29 years maybe.
And many, many changes in CAS Incorporated and just the atmosphere of how CAS Incorporated serves people. But I want to turn a little bit more to you personally. You mentioned that, you know, sometimes you have a big goal, a big something you want to accomplish, and you don't get that all done in a short period of time. It takes time. Give us some clues as to, you know, how you came to doing this personally.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been writing down a personal plans, you know, for probably the last 12 to 13, 14 years. And I probably did it before that. I don't know, because it's just sometimes you get to the end of the year like we are now, and you think, what have I accomplished this year? And sometimes it's kind of like, well, I don't know. And then what do I want to accomplish next year? It's kind of like, I don't know. And they all kind of run together. And for me, I really have to kind of know what I'm working toward. And, you know, I mean, I just, I get things that I want to get done the next year, and if I don't say I'm going to do them by such and such a date, then it might be 5 years from now.
And sometimes that's okay, but other times if we don't have that kind of motivation with mm-hmm. a date, I'm thinking, yeah, we'll say, oh, well, we'll just put that off to later, when actually we needed to have done something to get to that big goal. How important is it to write it down?
Oh, I think that's very important at work and, you know, personally, because then you can go back and refer to it, you know, and you can, like the plans that I write every year, I mean, I have them in a prominent place, not out in public or anything, but a place that I can refer to all the time. And it's nice to go back and just go, you know, yeah, I'm on target with this. Ooh, I need to kind of work a little harder on this. And sometimes I just kind of blow it off and say, I don't want to work on it at all, you know. One of the things that I'd always wanted to learn to do was to learn to drive a tandem, which is, you know, I drive carriage horses, and that's one horse in front of the other, and it's the same rein configuration as a four-in-hand. So it's very complicated, but it's even more so because the horse out front is just kind of loose, basically. He's on reins, and that's about it. So I've had that as a goal for, like, I don't know, 10 years now, and I took some lessons from a gal, and I I've messed around with my own horses, and I've done it, but I haven't mastered it. So I had it as a goal to get it done, which I did, but now I need to have a goal as mastering it. So.
All right. Set the next goal out there. And this conversation could go on long for a long time. We hope some folks at home will be having this conversation, but we have to end ours today. And Glenda has our saying until next time.
Oh, my favorite saying is, dwell as near as possible to the channel in which your life flows.
Thank you very much, Glenda Ferrier from Cass Incorporated, and best wishes to you all for a new year.
It's time for the After Christmas Sale at Aunt B's in Atlantic. Hi, this is Rachel, and we invite you to come in and use your gift certificates and Christmas cash and save on Christmas decor, trees, ornaments, silk arrangements, and more. Now's the time to shop and save. Remember, Aunt B's has beautiful, fresh floral for every occasion. Plus, we have Telefloral, and we can deliver worldwide. Come in now and save on all Christmas decor at Aunt B's. Aunt B's, a collection of precious things for you and yours at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
And we're glad you could join us for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen, brought to you this morning by Aunt B's at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2980.